The Founding Documents of the United States. Detailed description. All of the replica documents appear to be yellowed parchment, approximately 24 inches long and 20 inches wide, with handwritten cursive writing. Display text reads, "Where did the Constitution come from?" The framers of the Constitution drew upon the familiar practices of the British parliamentary system and American colonial and state governments while reacting to the abuses of British colonial rule. They incorporated ideas from the Enlightenment, an 18th century philosophical movement that valued liberty, equality, progress, and religious freedom. The first replica document is the Declaration of Independence. The top of the document states in large handwriting, "In Congress, July 4, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America." The majority of the page is filled with small script. At the bottom, there are six columns of signatures. Featured quotes include, "Certain unalienable rights," "For cutting off our trade with all parts of the world," and "Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." The next section begins, "America's First Constitution, the Articles of Confederation." During the Revolutionary War, the Continental Congress recognized the need to establish a national government to direct the war and conduct foreign policy. It adopted the Articles of Confederation. The Continental Congress found the Articles to be ineffective, and a convention met in Philadelphia in 1787 to draw up a new governing document, which later became the Constitution. The following set of replica documents are the four pages of the Constitution. The first page begins with large letters, "We the People," followed by lines of neat script. The document is broken up into articles. Some articles are short paragraphs, while others take up most of a page. Buttons to highlight the first page include the preamble, "Forming the Constitution," and Article 1, Section 1, "Creating Congress." On the second page of the Constitution, buttons highlight two sections of Article 1, Section 8. "The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises, to pay the debts and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States." And, "The Congress shall have power to declare war." On the third page of the Constitution, buttons highlight Article 2, Section 2. "The President shall have power, by and with the advice and consent of the Senate, to make treaties, provided two-thirds of the senators present concur." And Article 3, Section 1. "The judicial power of the United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court, and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish." On the fourth page of the Constitution, buttons highlight Article 5. "The Congress, whenever two-thirds of both houses shall deem it necessary, shall propose amendments to this Constitution, or, on the application of the legislatures of two-thirds of the several states, shall call a convention for proposing amendments." And Article 6, Clause 2. The Supremacy Clause of the Constitution states that all laws and treaties passed by Congress take precedence over state laws. The bottom section of the fourth and final page of the Constitution is dedicated to two rows of signatures. Display text reads, "Amending the Constitution." More than 11,000 amendments have been introduced in Congress, but only 27 have passed both houses of Congress and been ratified by the states. The process for adding an amendment is complex and requires cooperation and compromise. The final founding document is the Bill of Rights, which was ratified on December 15, 1791. The heading of the page is "Congress of the United States," followed by neat script filling the rest of the page. The remainder of the wall is dedicated to a timeline for the ratification of the amendments, starting with the Bill of Rights in 1791. The most recent amendment is the 27th Amendment in 1992, which mandated that any changes in congressional salaries take effect after the next election. This was originally proposed to the states in 1789 with the Bill of Rights, but was not ratified for 203 years. This concludes the founding documents. This concludes the audio-described tour of the exhibition hall.